You'll want a cup of tea by your side for this special live meditation on the Tea Biz podcast. In my porcelain cup is a white vanilla coconut tea from the Banff Tea Company in Alberta, Canada. It's one of my go-to blends and scents the air with a lovely fragrance to complement the moment of peace we're about to relax into. In just a moment, we'll get right into the meditation with our guest, Wendy Weir. But keep listening after the meditation. I'll chat with Wendy in a few minutes to learn more about her meditative practice and its connection to tea. For right now, pause what is occupying your mind, rest upon the nearest comfy chair, and let Wendy lead us on a 2-minute journey of our home within.
Thanks so much for joining us for our inner peace meditation today. I ask you just to settle and become still for a moment. Feel your feet on the ground and take a nice big breath into your belly. A nice audible exhale will help release any stress of the day. Moving your awareness down into the ground, into your feet. Settling on the ground, feeling that connection with the earth, feeling the resilience of the earth, the healing powers, and the safety of a settled, still space. Taking a breath in and letting it go. And now bringing that awareness up through your body and into your heart and resting in your heart, feeling the same safety, resilience, a real sense of groundedness and stillness. Taking another breath in and filling your torso. And releasing. And now with your awareness in your heart, feel your heart expanding and the loving kindness that within the heart and all that you are connected to there, the seat of your soul. May you be at peace. And may you feel still. Allow the jaw to relax, the cheekbones to settle, and the eyes to really just let go and allow pure relaxation that you now feel in every cell of your body. Taking a breath in. An extra sip at the top on your shoulders and letting the whole thing go. Being at one with who you are, turning up the corners of your lips, wishing you a peaceful day ahead. Thank you.
That was lovely, Wendy. Thank you so much. Is this how you begin every day?
Yes, I do. I have a meditation practice, and it's in the morning that I find that my body and mind are not quite out into the world, and we're just coming out of that sleep period. And I learned this from somebody who called it the RPM method, and it's rise, pee, meditate. And so, yes, it's a beautiful way to start the day. And I do notice when on occasion I get going and I run, but I do certainly notice if I missed it. And I try and track myself during the day. I have a lot of energy. I get excited easily. And so when I start to really get going, I go, hold on, ground back down, be here. So it's the kind of thing that I can do for myself. And I feel really blessed to have discovered it.
Thank you for sharing it with us. And I love that it's short. It's accessible, especially if people don't have a daily practice already. Starting with just a few moments can really make a difference to one's day.
Yes. And a lot of people, they think of meditation and they're supposed to stop their thoughts. And that's often the most difficult thing for people. But if you know you're only going to be at it for 2 minutes, I think your focus and concentration sort of comes and you know you're going to be able to do this. And it's quite been proven that even just a couple minutes within a day can bring you back to a more centered place, because we get going very fast in our lives and get disconnected from ourselves. And this is what brings you back and settles.
That's great. And for all of our listeners, we'll be posting this segment on t-biz.com. And you can do this meditation with Wendy every day. Take 2 minutes and jump ahead in the audio clip to that 2 minute meditation. Thank you, Wendy. Before we get a little further into the conversation, I'd like to tell our listeners a little about you, Wendy. Wendy was the creator and founder of Libre Glass To Go, tea tumblers with glass interior, protective sheath exterior, and a removable filter for loose leaf teas. It was the solution for loose leaf tea on the go. Now, Wendy ran that company for 15 years and is now going in a new direction with refocused efforts and energy. As I understand it, announcements about her exciting new venture are forthcoming, and we'll look forward to hearing what's next for Wendy. Now, more than being a handy, functional product that busy tea drinkers could take on the go, Libre Glass To Go loved to inspire peaceful tea moments. Is that right, Wendy?
Yes, we did that right from the beginning. And, you know, inspiring peaceful tea moments anywhere, anytime, because it was like this was your tool to remind you, yes, connect with yourself, settle in, and just have your sip of tea.
And why tea? Why tea and meditation?
You know, I found this glass when I went to China many, many years ago, and so many people had these different types of containers, but the glass and the protective sheath was really a great combination. And it was in China that I found my love of tea. And as you get further into the tea in the Asian culture, of course, there's quite a ritual that goes along with it. And so it was quite an easy match. And I think personally, I tend to be somebody who does go very fast. So to learn how to go slow and settle has been really wonderful for me. And this idea of meditation that goes with it is something that just kind of naturally comes together. In fact, the monks that were so big on meditation, you know, thousands of years ago, they would actually drink green tea because it keeps you alert, but keeps you relatively calm because of the way the caffeine works and the L-theanine in it.
Wow, that's fascinating. Thank you. What you said also made me think about mindfulness practices. And several years ago, I had written an article about mindfulness. And one of the tips I was given from a mindfulness instructor was to select moments in your day that you will always be mindful. For example, when you brush your teeth, you will have that moment of grounding. And I see this just as you described it, exactly the same, where when it's time to drink tea, you're going to take a moment and pause and get grounded and remember that you are a being who is excited about doing all sorts of things, but to pause before taking another step.
I think that's so true. You know, the idea of being present so that you really taste the tea, so that you feel the wetness inside the mouth, you feel that you're centered and sitting. So it's a great practice.
Did a particular tea lead you to being a committed daily meditator? You said you explored and discovered tea in China. Was there one tea that captured your imagination?
Well, I love green teas, and the best tea I ever had and still today is the tea that's absolutely fresh that would be at the factory. When I would go and visit the factory, probably every year or so, or year and a half, I would visit the factory and they always brought out their best tea. And of course, that was a treat and a half, and really wonderful green tea. I must say that green tea still remains my favorite. And I believe Malfeng is the name of the green tea that's from that particular region.
That's lovely that you were able to taste that tea right in the factory. That's
a very special experience. Yeah.
And so tea has led you into a meditation profession. So I understand that you're leading meditations through Libra Inner Peace.
Yes, through Libra Inner Peace, we do meditations. And I also have recorded one of these 2-minute ones. And we have a lovely newsletter that comes out. And what I like to do is simple, soulful solutions for daily inner peace, because I think we think of it as a big project and it's really not. What I like to do is just to bring ideas forward that maybe resonate with people that, oh, I could do that. I could try that. And hopefully it will bring more peaceful moments into their lives. And I must say, to add to all of this, you know, although the tea was a beautiful thing in being able to get me and accompany me in the meditation journey, what really got me to be a meditator was being an entrepreneur. It can be an up and down journey. It can be, you know, from morning to afternoon, it changes as to how one is looking at the world. And so this stability that meditation practice brings, and my ability to stand back from the ups and downs of entrepreneurial life and what's happening next, that has been the biggest gift, like saved my soul. So that's the real meditation for me. And I also quite love tea.
I think a lot of our listeners will be able to relate to that, the entrepreneurial journey of the ups and downs that change hour to hour.
Yes.
And I think that going back to the moments, that those tea moments or a moment of meditation, those are daily or hourly, they can be hourly reminders of being present and calming down. And I love that you made that connection with entrepreneurship. How might people find out more about these simple solutions for inner peace?
Well, I tell you, at Libra Inner Peace, and it's Libre, because that Libra actually stands for the French and Spanish verb to be free. And so it's not the astrological sign. Anyway, Libra Inner Peace, and we have a newsletter that you can sign up for. And I send out inspirations as to how you might integrate inner peace into your life on a daily basis. And also, when I send out a new meditation, those are the first people to get it, are the people on our newsletter.
Thanks, Wendy. We hope you've enjoyed this moment of tea with Wendy Weir of Libra Inner Peace and me, Jessica Natale Willard. Visit tea-biz.com to bookmark this segment and keep coming back to it over and over again. It can accompany you through many moments of tea in your future. Enjoy.